Davidson. Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final. Spills out to Horsley. What a goal!
For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Monday Waffle. This is Jared Lawford with you here, replacing Jake Batrick, who's down south enjoying a good old holiday. And also in the studio is Josephine McDonald and Jesse Watkins. How are we, peeps?
Very, very good, mate. Just come off a break myself.
Yes, very good. Just come back from Sydney over east, so I've missed some waffle action.
But yeah, we're craving the waffle action and we're about to get stuck in. And I'm looking forward. It was a very good round of footy, particularly for my fine self, because I took 4 from 4 in the tipping stakes. So pretty smug sitting here right now, guys.
Yeah,
we had a few people get 4 from 4 in the tips this week to spice it up a little
bit. Okay, not to take anything away from me.
But or if you're like me and forgot to tip.
Yeah, it's a bit.
I still got 2 though.
Bit hard to tip from midair, isn't it?
It is. It just dawned on me whilst I was up in the skies and I was like, I can't access the internet to get these tips out.
All right, shall we get stuck into the first game?
Absolutely.
First game for us this week.
Easts
versus Easts. East Fremantle, East Perth. Jose, you took a look at East Fremantle?
I did. Who haven't won a game in 5 weeks, so they are a struggling outfit at this point in the season. But there were some standouts within the team. Liam Anthony and Cameron Eardley kicked 2 goals while racking up 27 and 25 possessions respectively. Rory O'Brien also had an amazing game, had 33 disposals in his 100th game. So unfortunately, they did have a loss for that momentous occasion. Brock O'Brien finished with 26 touches, Sean Henson 21, and Danny Charters was impressive with 19 and 6 marks and a goal. But I think that was pretty much it for East Fremantle.
Yeah, unfortunately not a lot of news, great news coming out of that game for them, but I'm super pumped because the Royals back on the win board.
Hey.
So stoked with you. Go, you good things. Mark Hutchings, though, we got to talk about him really quickly because he was unreal. Best on ground performance. 2 goals, 1, 31 touches, 14 kicks, 17 handballs, and 6 tackles as well. That's a very comprehensive game. In a game where not a lot of people stood out, like it was quite a team effort. So his performance was very impressive, completely across the board. Next one I wanted to touch on really quick was Murray Newman, topped the goal kickers list with 3 goals, 1. So very well done to him. Also picked up 14 disposals there. And the last one was Stephen Payne, 1 goal, 28 disposals, 18 kicks and 7 marks. So really, really good game from him as well. But yeah, Mark Hutchings, best on ground, really good stuff from him. And the Royals getting up quite comfortably there.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, strong win for the Royals. You could say East Fremantle, they're not out of the finals. There's only 2 games separating second place from 8th place.
Yeah,
on the ladder.
That's a really interesting stat you bring that up because you said, Josie, that they've 5 in a row now is their loss sheet at the moment. And they're still within a couple of games of touching distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just need a good run and they're still in.
It'll be interesting to see what happens over the next few weeks.
Because, you know, every week we sit here and every week Jake Batrick says this has been a cracking round of footy. And testament to that, this is a cracking season. Like, it is so tight. So, Jake, a little shout out to you, mate. Great call.
Mm. Yeah, I think the only team that we can well and truly count out of the finals is Perth, obviously, with that one win.
Aww.
But
yes,
good old
yes,
Perth.
The top 9 sides, you know, very, very close. Subiaco still reigning on top and they're doing a brilliant job.
All right, guys, but we should move on a little bit here and let's look at next week for both Easts and get our tips out. Nice and easy because East Perth have the bye, so all we need to look at is East Fremantle. East Fremantle versus Claremont. What do we think?
They're pretty much neck and neck at this point.
But it's quite interesting because they're teams at the crossroads, aren't they? Because Claremont is just on the up. I mean, apart from
this week's loss.
But like they've been looking on a steady incline.
But I think that East Fremantle haven't been playing terribly either. They're in like pretty good form.
But this weird rut of losses, yeah. It's tough. I'm going to go with Claremont because I feel as though they're on a steady incline.
Yeah, it's a bit of a gamble. I mean, they're both dark horses. Like, sometimes they just have flashes where they're just absolutely brilliant. And yet, other weeks where they're just looking absolutely sloppy. And this is probably one of the hardest tips I've had to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon you flip a coin, go hard, back one.
Look, I'm going to go for the Sharks.
Good.
Hopefully they can break their losing streak.
Yeah.
They are due a win.
Yeah.
I a golden rule of tipping, my dad once told me, he said, never tip a team that is losing all their games until they start winning again. So I'm going to go with Claremont.
Okay.
All right.
I'm Dennis Cometti. If I'm listening to the Monday Waffle, then you should be too.
Also over the weekend, we saw West Perth play South Fremantle up at HBF Arena in Joondalup. West Perth Falcons walking away with a 15-point victory. They're looking not too bad, the Falcons.
No, yeah. The West Perth moved a game clear in second position, winning a second straight match. And we should probably also note that it was the men's health round of this season. And Jesse, you found out something interesting. It was the Tigers, wasn't it?
Doing ReadyMed. ReadyMed were down at the showgrounds where the Tigers were playing, and they were giving out free flu vaccinations. So shout out to them. Good stuff, guys. They're also giving out free men's health checks. So lovely work from the ReadyMed guys down there. But focusing back on our little game here, South Fremantle versus West Perth.
Yeah.
Standouts for you, Jess?
Look, Cody Manning had a terrific first half for the Falcons, kicking three goals and Corey Chalmers adding two. Their defence was also outstanding. Marcus Adams and Nick Rodder were two of the highlights there. They put a lot of pressure on James Seller and Josh Pullman. Sandover medalist Aaron Black, again, led the way with 27 possessions, while Andrew Strike had 24 disposals. And we should probably also note that it was the closest margin of this round too.
Yeah. It's true.
It's a pretty intense game.
Yeah, so tight game there. For the Bulldogs, for mine, I got to say, very comprehensive performance from Ashton Hams. One goal, 30 disposals, 17 kicks, 5 marks, 6 tackles as well. So pretty solid effort on the defensive end from him. But just a really good midfielder's game. You love to see a guy get a lot of the footy and then go forward and maybe kick one or two goals. Really, really solid midfield game from him. And then my other one was Hayden Schloyth, topping the goal kickers list with 4 goals. But the master of efficiency there, because 4 goals with only 12 disposals. Kicked 4 goals, none as well. So nice straight kicking from him there. And then Ryan Cook, in his first game of the season, 26 disposals. And 8 marks. So really good game for him to kick off his season. I expect that he'll probably get another kick. Yeah, another kick for Cook next round. Very good performance from Ashton Hams in particular.
Yeah, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Ashton Hams, he's retired from AFL forms of footy. He's only just playing in the Waffle at the moment, but he could still easily get a call up to West Coast. 30 disposals and a goal. He's brilliant.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
He's still in his late 20s. I'm not sure.
He's in great form.
I always liked the look of him in the Eagles forward line. I thought he did quite well, but there you go.
Yeah, he's brilliant. He could easily get a call up. If West Coast wanted him and he stuck his hand up and said, you know what, I'd like to play another game, he could easily get a game. He's doing brilliantly.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure the Bulldogs are loving having him on board.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, West Perth, they've got their work cut out for them next week, though. Top 2 clash.
Yeah, big game
versus
there.
West Perth. Now, if any teams at the moment can beat Subi, who are playing pretty damn well, I'd say it would have to be the Falcons.
I mean, I would say it has to be the Royals because
I've got those
blue and black glasses on.
Go, you mighty Royals.
Go, you Royals. I do agree with you there. West Perth are definitely in the hunt. Big game there at HBF Arena. Boys playing at home, West Perth.
Yeah, it's always a tough trip for a footy team to go up to Joondalup.
Subi loss as well, so...
Yeah. This is another tough one.
Yeah, this is another tough one. But I think I'll go with Subi.
Yeah, you'd be safe going with Subi.
Yeah, look, Jesse, I'm inclined to go with the Falcons.
The Falcons. Yeah, I think you're right. I do agree with you. They are definitely a chance. I mean, I've played it safe, really, going with Subiaco, but I find it so hard to tip against them at the moment.
Stainless steel ovaries, Josie, going for the team at home, the Falcons against Subiaco, who are doing pretty damn well. You'd be brave to tip the team away from Subiaco, but I'd say my tip is going to go for Subi as well. I'm going to play it safe, and I'm going to go the team that's been strong all year.
Playing it safe, guys.
Yeah.
It hasn't really done me any wonders in the tipping. I'm on the bottom of Yeah.
Wait, who did you say you're going to tip?
Subi,
yeah. So I'll just go with West Perth then because he's on the bottom, right?
Thanks.
Vote against Jared.
Just a little joke there.
Just kick me while I'm down. Yeah. Thanks, mate.
No worries.
If you like footy, you'll love us. It's the Monday Waffle.
All right, we're lucky enough to have our resident Channel 7 guru, Mark Reddings, on the line for us, mate. Now, you guys had a very big game on the weekend, Claremont Subiaco. How did that go for you guys?
Well, I have to say that Subiaco just put in place what we all thought with regards to this season's premiership. They're still the team to beat with a convincing win over Claremont. The likes of Yaron with 3 goals outstanding, had plenty of midfielders who were right amongst it and getting plenty of the footy. So they haven't been beaten, Subi, since round 3. And it's certainly what they showed on Saturday brought to an end Claremont's winning run of 5 unbeaten matches, all of which leaves Subiaco 3 games clear on top. And Claremont still in 7th position, but only 1 game outside the top 5. But I think despite what Claremont produced in the previous 4 or 5 weeks, Subiaco has shown that they are the team to beat in 2015.
Yeah, hey Mark, Josie here. So yeah, Subi are in great form. Who were some of the key players from that match?
Well, when you look through, again, their midfielders, like Kyle Horsley, outstanding. Phelan got plenty of it. Menegola playing about his 2nd or 3rd game for the season, pretty good as well. So when their midfielders get going, they're very tough to contain. And the likes of Shane Yaron just having an outstanding season. 3 goals, as I said, he was terrific. And they've got this wonderful mix of experience and youth. And on this occasion, 25 scoring shots to 13 shows a real domination, not only with way the ball went inside 50, but they probably could have won by even more. 10 goals, 15 was their final total compared to Claremont's 5 goals, 8. So Subiaco, very hard not to put them down as the team that should go back-to-back this year. Long way to go, mind you, and West Perth is in 2nd position, 2 games or 3 games adrift, but Subiaco, unless something goes horribly wrong, it's going to be very tough to see them at least not making the grand final this year.
We wanted to ask you, who was the team you would back to beat Subi if there was going to be one this season? Would you say that's going to be 2nd place West Perth?
Well, not necessarily. I think East Perth, when we've seen them at their absolute best, they're going to be very tough to beat. And once again, they were outstanding on the weekend, knocking over East Fremantle. Funny team, East Fremantle, because we've seen them a couple of times and they've been terrific. But, of course, Steve Malaxis has gone as coach. So they're in a bit of a rebuilding phase at the moment. Whereas East Perth, if they get some of their West Coast Eagles players into the system, I mean, Newman kicked 3 goals for them on the weekend. So he's back to pretty good form after breaking his thumb. But they've got a lot of course, listed players with West Coast. And if they are available in September, which is a big question mark because the Eagles are, of course, going to be playing in September, you think. Remains to be seen how many of those top liners get to represent East Perth. But I still think East Perth, the team to trouble Subiaco at the business end of the year.
And West Perth versus Subi, so 1 versus 2 next week. Who would you be picking out of that one?
I have to lean to Subiaco just by pure virtue of, I mean, even their percentage, 160, extraordinary, shows just what sort of firepower they have. Have to stick with Subiaco, although West Perth's been really impressive. They've won a couple of tight games coming from a long way behind, 7-4 their record. So they're certainly very much in the mix, but if you're going to pencil in a team at this stage and keep tipping them until you're proven wrong, I think it's Subiaco.
And what can we look forward to seeing on Channel 7 this week?
Yeah, we've got an interesting game between Swan Districts and South Fremantle down at Fremantle Oval. So Swan sitting in 3rd position, South are on 6th. So 140 is the bounce of that game. It should be a fascinating game because South Fremantle have really, I thought, been a bit underwhelming after an exciting start to the season. So this is a chance for them to sneak back into the top 5. Peel, of course, just holding them out on percentage at the moment. But looking forward to it, Swans versus South Fremantle on Saturday afternoon.
Beautiful. Thanks very much for chatting to us again, Mark.
Have a great week.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
Swan Districts have moved into 3rd position after taking out Perth by a solid 31 points at Lathlain Park, the final score 82 to Perth's 51. The Swans have now won 2 games straight, having beaten East Fremantle last Sunday. Callum Collard put in a valiant effort, kicking 5 of Perth's 7 goals, but there was no doubt the black and whites were in control. Forward Tim Geepen kicked three of the Swans' first four goals, with Matt Rogers, Matthew Jukes, Matt Riggio and Ricky Carey all managing two apiece. Jacob Burnham played the best game of his Swans' career with 26 possessions, while Aaron Ilari had 25 disposals, Matt Riggio 25 and Ryan Davis 23. Aidan Tropiano continued his stellar season for Perth with 29 possessions, Captain Dean White gathering 26 touches, Liam McKenna 25 and Jacob Payne 22. This was Chris Meldrum for the Monday Waffle.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle.
All right, it's that time of the show for this week. We're time to get our tips out.
What everyone's been waiting for.
Everyone always hangs on this segment at the end of the show. Most popular thing we do, get your tips out. Results from the week just gone. Josie?
Yeah, so at the top of the leaderboard, no surprise, Mystic Money, as he calls himself.
Yes.
He's on 36. He did get four, so
he's got four from four this week. Josie, your fine self collected two after your little...
Unfortunately, I just didn't tip. Bad form by me. I mean, I probably could have gotten better than two.
I mean, two is what you expect when you don't tip because you get the away team. So 50-50.
Yeah, 50-50. Yep. And I'm sixth at the moment.
Yeah, so not
too bad. It's not good. It's not bad either.
Yeah.
I'm just cruising
positive
through.
Positive spin on everything.
Yeah.
So coming in on second position is third. Claire and I are tied up on...
30.
Yeah, on 30. Young Mr. Batrick is actually climbing the ladder at a fairly swift rate, actually.
He is.
He, what did Jake get this week? He got three.
And so he's on 29.
He's done pretty well. He's on 29.
Underneath is Mark on 26.
And Mark actually tipped this week.
He did. Yeah. That's a first or a second.
Yeah. And then Josie down there on sixth, 25. Jared also on 25. And then poor old Nicole is...
On 24.
Dragging the heels on 24.
She is, but she's nipping at our heels.
Yeah, so Josh absolutely flying away on the top there. But a fairly good tip, tipping round for everyone this week. I mean, everyone got three or four except for yourself, and we heard...
We've acknowledged
the
why.
Reasoning, obviously. Yeah. You would have got four if that didn't happen, right?
I know, yeah.
Obviously.
Next week, I'll be climbing up.
There's always next week.
Yeah.
Until the end of the season. And
I just did a mark and just didn't tip.
Yeah, just did a mark. No, but I think we're all doing... we've all done quite well this week. That was a good week all round. And that's basically wrapping up the show for us today, Jess.
That is.
Yeah. Cracking show. Unfortunately, didn't have the fantastic Mr. Batrick.
No. We don't know who got the chocolates because Jake didn't tell us.
Yeah, right. Which is... now I really want to know. But, yeah, Jake, I am assuming we'll be back next week. Yeah. So everyone can look forward to that big show next week with Mr. Batrick, and we'll find out who gets the chocolates.
Mm.
But thanks for being here today, Jose.
No, thanks for having me.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Well done.
Me too.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.